Hello, everyone listening in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. We know you've got busy lives, so let's just dive right in. We've noticed some, well, pretty unusual talk online lately, specifically about the upcoming Easter Sunday, and we wanted to try and make some sense of it for you, you know, without sending you down endless internet rabbit holes.
Absolutely. And our main source for this is actually a newsletter. It's from the No Agenda Show, and this one's dated April 15th, 2025. It touches on some, frankly, quite bizarre theories that seem to be getting some attention online.
Okay, so our mission here today in this deep dive is really to understand what these ideas are actually about, maybe touch on why they might even exist, and just keep you in the loop about the kind of stuff circulating. But very importantly, we're not here to, you know, endorse or amplify anything that doesn't seem grounded, in fact.
Exactly. So the core idea, the main claim the newsletter discusses, it's this belief held by some people that former President Trump is planning to declare martial law.
Declare martial law when?
On Easter Sunday, this coming Easter, April 20th, 2025.
Wow. Okay. And the newsletter mentions this. How?
Well, it frames it pretty strongly, suggesting that anyone actually believing this, quote, should be hospitalized. So they're not holding back on their view of it.
Right. Not subtle. Okay. So the immediate question is, why Easter Sunday, April 20th? What's the supposed logic there? Because that date.
Yeah, that date definitely stands out. And this is where, according to the newsletter, it gets particularly strange. Apparently, one of their producers dug into the why.
Yeah.
And April 20th, as many know, is Hitler's birthday.
Okay. Hitler's birthday. So how do they connect that to Trump declaring martial law on Easter?
The newsletter lays out the thinking, supposedly, of these individuals. They apparently see declaring martial law on that specific day, which happens to be Easter this year, as a kind of deliberate tribute to Hitler.
A tribute. So the implication is what? That they think Trump worships Hitler, and this act would be some sort of signal of a Hitlerian dictatorship. Is that the idea?
That's the line of reasoning presented in the source. Yes. It's a series of pretty major leaps in logic connecting those specific dots.
A real stretch, absolutely. Now, does the newsletter suggest this is just one isolated weird idea or?
No, actually, it makes a point of saying this isn't happening in a vacuum. It mentions other sort of related conspiracy theories circulating in similar online spaces, which kind of illustrates that this sort of thinking often clusters together, you know?
Right. Do they give examples?
They do. One example mentioned is a belief that Vice President Kamala Harris somehow actually won the election and is like secretly running things.
Secretly in control, despite all evidence to the contrary.
Yes. And the newsletter points out the total lack of any coherent explanation for how that would even work. They also bring up an older theory from back around the 2020 election.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
The one about quantum dots on ballots. Mm-hmm. Remember that? And the idea that the military was going to step in and use these somehow to, like, reverse the election outcome.
Vaguely. So it's like these different unfounded ideas can all exist together in the same sort of belief system.
Apparently so. You've got this Easter Hitler martial law theory sitting alongside beliefs about Harris being secretly in charge and past theories about ballot markings. It's quite a mix.
So the newsletter isn't just pointing this stuff out because it's weird, though. They seem genuinely concerned, right?
Exactly. That's a key point they make. They say, look, while it might seem, quote, great fun and endlessly amusing on the surface, their worry is, and again, quoting, the general public is crawling with unhinged lunatics who might actually act on these extreme beliefs.
That's a serious concern, taking online rhetoric into the real world.
Yes. And they provide a couple of recent very disturbing examples to back up that concern. They mention a case in New Mexico, a queer scientist allegedly firebombing Teslas in Republican offices.
Okay.
And another separate incident referencing a Nazi lunatic who allegedly firebombed Governor Shapiro's home in Pennsylvania. These are presented as instances where extreme ideology seems to have led to violent action.
Right. And while these specific examples didn't happen here in Deer Park or LaPorte or Pasadena.
Exactly. But the underlying issue, how extreme detached from reality narratives can spread online. That is relevant everywhere, including right here. Misinformation doesn't really respect town lines. And being able to critically assess information, even stuff that sounds completely bizarre, is pretty vital for, you know, local engagement.
It helps us understand the broader information environment we're all navigating. So what's the newsletter's final take on all this? How do they sum it up?
They're very clear. They see these theories as signs of, again, unhinged lunatics, no ambiguity there. But crucially, they also state their purpose in discussing it isn't to agree with it at all. It's to analyze the, quote, sociology of all this, trying to understand how these beliefs emerge and spread.
And that's really our goal here too, isn't it? To understand the phenomenon, to keep you informed about what's being said out there without giving these unsupported ideas any platform or validity, just presenting the information as reported.
Precisely. It really makes you think about how information, and sometimes misinformation, travels and takes root in today's world.
So for everyone listening, especially here in our local area, what's the main thing to sort of take away from this deep dive?
I think the key takeaway is just an awareness that some really unusual and totally unsupported theories are circulating online. We look closely at one particularly wild example, this idea linking Easter, martial law, and Hitler's birthday.
And hopefully exploring this gives a bit of insight into the sometimes strange information landscape that exists online and can grab people's attention.
Which leads us to maybe a final thought, something for you to consider locally. In a world where these kinds of extreme narratives can gain traction, even if just online, what role does critical thinking and relying on credible information play in keeping our own community healthy and well-informed right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena?